So lockdown, we've heard a lot about, obviously, the financial pain that businesses have been going through. But certainly at times, I guess there are things that are even more important than the financial considerations, and that's also our mental health. Alicia Bayan from Percy & Percy has sort of taken a slightly different tack. Alicia, very good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
Oh, up nice and early this morning, as ever in your line. Did you not think, or maybe if I stayed closed, I could have a lie-in some mornings, a sleeping?
Well, yeah, that was my prerogative last week. I thought, oh, the weather's terrible, so I might as well lay in bed and listen to that rain. So
you had some time off due to the lockdown, but what's changed your mind?
We've worked throughout the whole lockdown since March last year, all five lockdowns. So that was only our second week that we've taken off, just to give ourselves a bit of a break. But I don't know, we just sort of find that it's really important to be there for our regular customers. It gives them somewhere to come, and it's also just good for us and our staff and keeps our routine relatively normal.
Yeah, and the regulars, I mean, it's really a quid pro quo, isn't it? Because it's good for you guys to see them and know that you've got their support, but vice versa, yeah. Very important for them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we've got, being in the neighbourhood where we are, there's obviously lots of people working from home who would normally sort of swing by us in the morning on their way to work. It's nice for them to know that, we're still there and they can just move away from their home office or away from the remote learning and come down and have a bit of a breather in the fresh air and get a coffee and something to eat and before they have to go back to it.
So what sort of the sort of people are coming in, and how happy are they? Happy, sad, or just to get up to a bit used to it now?
Yeah, look, I think everyone's on the roller coaster. I've said to my staff, I'm like, you know what? Let's like almost run a disco here this week. Like, put the music on, keep it upbeat, keep it loud. Like, you know, sort of shout out to the street that we're here. And I think it's just sort of, it's kind of how staff and customers are feeling. It's, one moment you might be like, oh, this is just awful again. And then the next minute it's, oh, well, whatever. It is what it is. We're here.
There seems to be no guarantee even when this lockdown is going to stop and whether it's going to be extended. Does there come a tipping point? Does there come a point where, you just go, this is all too hard?
Oh, look, I think it's, you can easily come to that point, but I just continue to look at, I've got staff who have got partners who have been stood down. And fortunately, we can keep operating. There's, the hospitality has taken a real hit over the last 18 months, but I also think there's other industries that haven't really had much airtime, in regards to like hair and beauty and accommodation. At least we can still get people in the door.
And you can always get a cup of coffee as well, whenever you need one.
Exactly, yeah.
that's a real plus.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Alicia, good on you. It's fantastic, and the attitude that you're demonstrating alone, I think, is terrific as well.
But just out of interest, Alicia, where can people find you, Percy and Percy? Where are you?
Yeah, so we're on the corner of Hargraves and Baxter Street, so 110 Hargraves Street.
Fantastic. Okay.
Just down from the tram depot.
Great. You can have people can do a tour of the coffee shops and leave on a high.
They can. And look, we can probably take you on a one-on-one tour at the moment.
Well, look, I love your attitude and all the very best, and thanks for having a chat to us this morning.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Good on you, Alicia Bayan from Percy & Percy. That's a great attitude in tough times, isn't it?
It's great. And there's if you look on our website, there's a whole list of people that are providing takeaway food and takeaway coffees, which some people just can't do without.
Indeed.